This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Live music right now, and for the past couple of years, to be honest, right? It's a confusing place. A couple of weeks ago, Adele said she was going to postpone her residency in Las Vegas because of COVID. Coachella, on the other hand, is coming back after 2 years without any mask or vaccine requirements. You throw in local and state requirements, and if you're running a concert venue, it can be tough to keep up. Last year, about this time, I talked to Toby Park. She owns XBK. That's a concert venue in Des Moines, Iowa. And things were, at that point, not great. So we got her back on the phone for an update as she approaches pandemic year three.
You know, things were getting pretty okay. I mean, as you were probably aware, we worked very closely with the SBA, mm-hmm. with the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant Program. And our venue was a recipient of that program. Which really helped us get through the hardest parts of the pandemic. And we had a pretty solid fourth quarter until the Omicron wave came through, which really sort of put us back what felt like almost in square one where we were in March of 2020. We are just now reopening after actually being completely shuttered for the month of January. Reopened last weekend to some success, so we're looking positively forward.
One of the things I learned about the concert ecosystem, I guess, when we spoke a year ago, was that you're sort of, you know, Des Moines as a physical location is kind of between like Chicago and Denver and Minneapolis and, you know, bigger cities. And when they were having problems, you sort of de facto were having problems too. Is that still the case?
It absolutely is still the case. I mean, you know, the tough part about this is even though the entire industry has done a lot to do our best to keep artists on the road and to keep our businesses open, you know, there's not much that we can do if somebody in a tour party gets ill, right? So we're still a bit in that space. You know, the local and state restrictions are not quite as daunting as what they were sort of at the beginning of the pandemic. You know, most everything is open, but it's now really just trying to manage, you know, the artist cancellations and trying to keep artists safe so, you know, they don't get sick and so they can stay on the road and keep us all going.
How have you been able to keep this going as a business proposition? Because I'm going to get, well, first of all, you were closed most of January, right? So you're not getting any revenue, but you still got to pay the rent. So I'm guessing that comes out of, you know, whatever reserves you have or eventually your pocket. I'm going to guess that crowds have, you have been packing them in, I'm sure, the past year. So, I mean, are you like, is this all on your credit card or what's happening?
You know, we, as I said, we were very lucky to be able to access the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant Program through the federal government. And that really kept us afloat. And, you know, without the support of, you know, our legislative allies and the support of the SBA getting that money out to venues like ours, you know, we would have been shuttered. We are fortunate that we did have a little bit of a cushion to manage the downfall for, you know, late December and January. But it's still something that we're facing. And, you know, even though we're open now and we can be open and, you know, consumer confidence is still a bit waning. We're hoping in the next coming months, as you know, we sort of get through a bit of the thick of Omicron, that things will get better. But it's still hard. So, you know, we're just taking it day by day.
Did you ever think about shutting it down and just walking away?
You know, myself personally, no. you know, as, if you might recall, XBK opened in September of 2019. So we were only open for 6 months before the pandemic hit. And, you know, when you put your life savings and your love and your heart into something, it's hard to let it go. So, you know, no, I never considered shutting it down. And, you know, I was always confident and had the support of, you know, the team of allies of other independent promoters and venues around me to help keep me going.
Well, good luck to you. Toby Park, she runs, owns, actually, XBK. That's a concert place in Des Moines. Toby, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Kai. I appreciate you.